Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports update. The AFL will not appeal the tribunal's decision to free Brisbane's Charlie Cameron to play this week after his dumping tackle on Melbourne's Jake Lever. That's despite Chief Executive Andrew Dillon saying the league thought the one-match suspension was appropriate for the action.
No, we won't appeal. We've had a look at that. The discretion was there for the tribunal to use. The MRO granted it a one-match suspension. That's where we thought the right result would have been. So we'll then look at the tribunal and how we go for the rest of the year. But as we do at the end of every year, we'll review our tribunal guidelines.
Port Adelaide forward Jeremy Finlayson has vented his frustration over receiving a three-match ban for a homophobic slur while speaking on his wife's podcast.
Oh, my offensive is pissed me off that I got 3 weeks suspension. That's it. That's tipped me over the edge.
When handing down the suspension, the AFL said Finlayson would have been given a longer ban if it wasn't for his contrition. Following the comments, Finlayson has since said he should have provided more context and explained he was disappointed with what he said and the position he put himself and the club in. Panthers prop James Fisher-Harris is returning home to New Zealand at the end of the season. Penrith has granted him a release from the final 2 years of his contract on compassionate grounds. The Canberra Raiders have re-signed rising star Ethan Strange. The 19-year-old will stay in the nation's capital until at least the end of the 2028 season. Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy is confident Ryan Pappenhausen could do a job for the Blues if selected for State of Origin. He says the fullback could play off the bench if needed.
There's not a whole heap of guys come back probably reasonably quickly, getting into form that quick, So he's certainly got something going for him. But when he first came to us, I think, he was at a spot in the bench and he done a great job there.
Rafael Nadal has recorded a comfortable win in his return to tennis at the Barcelona Open, winning through to the second round. It's just his second tournament since last year's Australian Open, setting up a clash with Aussie Alex de Minaur. Nadal says he's happy to be back on court after another extended injury layoff.
I tried a lot of times in my career. It's true that every time it's more difficult, and especially when you are in advanced age, it makes things even tougher.
PSG and Borussia Dortmund are the first teams into this year's Champions League semi-finals. Dortmund won a thrilling second leg against Atletico Madrid 4-2 to advance. Barcelona capitulated at home, giving up a two-goal aggregate lead to lose 6-4 over two legs to PSG. Former Socceroo Craig Foster has told Stan Sport it was a frustrating morning for Barca fans.
I do think there'll be a lot of questions raised in Spain. They love to really dig deeply into all the performances, player and coach. And there'll be questions asked, I think, about Xavi, about how he managed it once they went to 10 men.
Rory McIlroy has rubbish reports he's set to leave the PGA Tour and head to the LIV Tour. A British newspaper report claimed he'd been offered a deal worth around $1.3 billion.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV.
The LIV Tour will be in Adelaide next week. Mitchell Starks had another night to forget in the IPL. The highest paid player in tournament history returned figures of none for 50 for Kolkata in a 2-wicket loss to Rajasthan. To surfing Australian world title contender Molly Picklum has scraped her way into the quarterfinals of the Margaret River Pro. Competition was called off just 3 heats into the day due to a lack of swell. I'm Kiara Parker, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.